move right ahead here. And just a heads up, having a piece of paper and a pen in front of you will be, or a pencil, will be very helpful. That is going to be part of the exercise we're going to be doing, where you'll be measuring your own skills and assessing yourself very quickly. And so just a quick overview of the matrix is it was created by 4 certified trainers, and its purpose was to enable people to assess themselves, this matrix, so that we could actually identify not only skills, but observations about the level of skill we have in each one of them. So there are 4 levels of skill, from unskilled all the way up to unconsciously competent, or having it totally integrated.
I just wanted to mention the other 2 folks who helped us write this, which were Jake Gottwald from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Jack Lehman, who lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We initially started this as a project to help with assessment, and we soon abandoned the idea that anybody could assess anybody else's skills or consciousness, and preferred the idea of helping people to access information that would allow them to assess themselves. Mm-hmm. That was the whole point of it for us. And I had no idea that it was going to change my life, because now I look at the world through the matrix. And so it has really helped me, both as a teacher of NBC and a practitioner of NBC, and as a mediator. So I'm very grateful for the energy that we all put into doing it. It wasn't an easy task. It took us a few years to write these 600 sentences, because everything was done by consent. So it was quite an exciting process, and sometimes frustrating, and overall quite deeply enriching to actually use NBC amongst our little community of 4. To really get clear on how we could use the least number of words possible to convey the skills and consciousness of NBC.
And so I'd like to invite you now to be able to use this. And we did not send it out because this is not a head process. This is more of a gut process that we're inviting you into. And it starts by having a sheet of paper with 2 columns on it. And on the left column, above the top, on the top, write strength. And on the right column, write edge. So it starts with, think of a difficult moment when you had some skill and you wish you had more. So some sort of challenge. You were challenged in that moment with your skill level to navigate it with another person. Now just go back just for the practice of it and make sure it's really an observation that pinpoints a moment in time for you, and you can practice taking out the evaluations there. That'll actually help you in staying really centered for this process, because it's not an empathy process. It's an exploration process.
If you need a little help with an observation, I'll give you one that I've used for teaching this. It's as simple as I'm sitting at a restaurant with friends and the check arrives. That's the observation. So it's just that brief, just the least number of words possible to describe a situation where you were challenged using your NBC skills. If you're needing an observation, I can loan you some of my triggers. So I'm talking, and someone else starts talking before I finish.
Usually me.
Another one, I can almost guarantee to have a test of my NBC skills whenever I'm in front of a room. And so just actually doing any kind of public speaking or a chance to be in front of the public can be a great opportunity to assess your skills. Another one could be, imagine a situation where you think you hear a demand. Mm-hmm. That's another one that is a really good one to look at.
And we're going to move into the exercise. And so how this works is that I will call out a particular skill. And you do one of three things with it. You either, remembering this situation you wrote down, you'll either write it down as a strength. Yeah, I remember having that. Either right away, or I efforted and I got to that in this situation. Or an edge, a skill you wish you did have in this situation that you didn't access, that you would like to grow. So those are edges of growth. So again, the strength is a skill you had access to, even if you had to effort to do it. And an edge is a skill you wish you had in this situation. And the third one is you don't write anything. So if you have any question at all about it, if you didn't hear it, if you don't know what it means, whatever it is, just let it go. If you don't know, you don't really connect to the skill, or you can't really connect to whether it's a strength or an edge, it's probably neither. Just let it go.
Jory's reading off a list of skills, and you'll notice something happen in your body when you hear her list off the skills.
Okay.
And so if you just don't notice anything in your body, just ignore it.
So now I ask you to remember back to this situation and consider the skill of presence. And notice in your gut, was it a strength? Or is that some edge you want to work on in that type of situation? Or just let it go. And then consider the skill of observing in that situation. Strength, edge, or let it go. Feelings awareness. If you ever need more time to write, just feel free to write one, hit one, I'll slow down. Self-acceptance. Owning your own feelings. What I mean by that is living from the knowledge that I alone cause my emotions. My emotions are not caused by others. Owning my own feelings. Next, needs consciousness. Next, recovering from reactivity. Next, requesting. Willingness to ask for what you want with openness to any response. Requesting. Mourning. Transforming the suffering of loss. Letting go of resistance to what is and allowing your experience to unfold. Mourning. Empathy. Now, remembering that situation again and checking your gut, when I say the next skills, just notice and write down what's true for you. The next one is dissolving enemy images. Next is discernment. And what we mean by that is clarity, insight, and wisdom in making life-serving distinctions and choices. Recognizing one has choice. Discernment. Next. Living interdependently. What we mean by that is living from the knowledge that every individual is related to every other individual. Every part of a system affects every other part. Living interdependently. Next, honest self-expression. Next, facilitating connection. What we mean by that is facilitating empathy and honesty and dialogue with an intent to create connection. Facilitating connection. Next, patience. Remaining spaciously present when one feels stress, an ability to be with one's own reactions without acting out of them. Patience. Next, responding to others' reactivity. Responding rather than reacting to others who are caught up in intense separating emotions. Responding to others' reactivity. Next, openness to feedback. Next, beneficial regret. Acknowledging and learning from one's missed opportunity to meet needs without guilt, shame, or self-punishment. Beneficial regret. Just a few more here. Flexibility in relating. Openness and versatility in interacting with others, as opposed to formulaic or habituated. Flexibility in relating. Transforming conflict into connection. Transforming conflict. Next, gratitude. Finding the value in and appreciating and enjoying what is. Gratitude. Open flow of giving and receiving. And what we mean by that is transforming scarcity thinking into thriving creatively, joyfully contributing and receiving. Open-hearted flow of giving and receiving. Next, cultivating vitality. And what we mean by that is tuning into oneself to support balanced self-care, cultivating the energy to serve life, cultivating vitality. Three more. Sharing power. And what we mean by that is transforming domination and submission into connection. Sharing power. Next, transcending roles. And what we mean by that is aware that we are not the roles we play, having choice about what roles we adopt and how we respond to the roles others adopt. Transforming roles. And the last one we'll do for today is awareness of response ability. And what we mean by that is freely choosing one's responses to what shows up in life, owning one's part in what happens, not owning others' parts, and acknowledging that one's actions do influence others. So awareness of response hyphen ability. You got through that fairly quickly. Great. So I invite you in this moment to look at what you have written on the left side of your paper and celebrate the strengths that you were able to access in that situation. Yeah. The strengths you have. Amazing, huh? I'm actually wanting to acknowledge that some people are really hard graders sometimes. They really grade themselves hard because they think they should have more skills than they have. And I'd like to remind you that this was a circumstance where you did have skills. I set it up that way. There are moments in our lives when we don't. You hold me underwater. I have no skills other than to kick and scream for air. But we all have strengths. Sometimes they're a challenge to access.
In fact, I can't think of anybody who doesn't have a strength of presence. Because if you can hear the sound of my voice and Jory's voice, then you're present. So give yourself at least a 1 for presence. And I'll bet if I just ask you how you feel right now, you'll actually be able to tell us how you feel. Even if your vocabulary is limited to okay or fine or I've been better or something like that, the skill is actually just being able to tune in to your body, to actually focus attention on feelings awareness. So I bet everybody can do that. Be hard to actually survive a day without that skill, because you wouldn't know when you were hungry otherwise. Likewise, I'm pretty confident that everybody here, except the super hard graders, would give yourself a strength on observing. Human beings are innate observers. We're really curious. We're always looking, listening, sensing. I'm pretty confident that even in a caught up situation. So, and we're imagining that some of you have some things that showed up in the right hand column as well, the things that we call edges. And both these strengths and these edges are contextual. So in other words, in certain contexts, it's much easier to access your strengths, and in other contexts, it's much more likely that you'll experience your edges. So that's very much a part of this dynamic thing we call life. But just looking at this one last time, just see if you can celebrate for yourself the strengths that you found, and also celebrate the edges that you discovered. This is actually to even be able to identify an edge is a strength we call discernment.
I'd also like you to invite you, if you know you have a particular strength that you didn't write down there that you can almost always count on, feel free to put it in your strengths column as well.
Yeah, like sense of humor, perhaps, or open-mindedness. What, maybe you have a different word that describes something that you celebrate in terms of your own skill set. So please feel free to use that as a strength in the next exercise. So here's what the next exercise looks like. It's basically, now we're going to learn how we can use our strengths to navigate our edges. And what I mean by that is that we can utilize the strengths that we've been working on for our whole lifetime. And we can use that connection to the strength to actually help us work with an edge. So here's an example from my own life. I've noticed a pattern in myself. The observation that I used earlier is that the check arrives. I'm eating out with friends at a restaurant, and the check arrives. And this can highlight for me one of my edges, which is honest expression. So given the way that I was educated, I was not particularly skillful at speaking up for my needs, or saying, what's the truth for me? And I noticed that this edge often manifests as a behavior that I would call hiding. I'll actually avoid conflict or avoid confrontation or avoid uncomfortable feelings by leaving the situation. So when the check arrives at the restaurant, I often find myself excusing myself to go to the bathroom in order to avoid the conflict. And so there's obviously some other edges there. I'm transforming conflict and so forth. But I'm just going to use the simple edge of honest expression. And so now I look at my strengths. What strengths can I point to? Well, I'm going to use what I call the default strengths. Those first 10 strengths that we talked about in our list are kind of the basic NVC skills. Relate to observation, feelings, needs, and requests, and also relate to empathy and honesty and self-connection as the modes of NVC. So when I celebrate my strengths, I'm really celebrating presence, and I'm really celebrating feelings awareness. So then the question that I'd like to invite you into consideration is, how could you use your strength to navigate your edge? So the question that I would ask myself is, okay, next time I'm at a restaurant and this thing that's very predictable happens, how could I use my strength of presence and feelings awareness in order to navigate my edge of honest expression? So that's the consideration, and I'll tell you the answer after I let you struggle with your own puzzle. And with a partner, you just say what your strength is and you say what your edge is. And then you say, what I'd like to do is figure out how could I use my strength of whatever, honesty, in order to work on my edge of empathy, whatever it is for you. And then talk about it with each other. So describe what your strength and edge is. Then ask yourself the question, then talk it through like you're doing your self-empathy out loud, and see if you come up with a strategy that you could try in order to negotiate your edge. So let me just say a little bit more about this practice of making a practice. In my particular case, of using the strength of presence and feeling awareness and the edge of honesty, so I notice the feelings right now arising in me as the check arrives. And so in the present moment, I can just say, wow, I'm feeling nervous. Wow, This happens all the time. I'm amazed that this is happening again. So I can simply, honestly report my feelings as a kind of a baby step to climb into more honesty. And then someone else might say something at the table like, well, what are you nervous about? And now we're connecting. Now we actually have a chance to exchange empathy and honesty with each other in a situation that otherwise I would just go hide. So it's an opportunity to deepen my human connections with others. And so now one last tip is how you can install a practice like this. And that is to just do it in bed before you wake up in the morning. Just do some imagination practice. Just imagine situations that might come up in the day that might give you a chance to touch that edge, maybe similar experiences than you've had in the past. And then just imagine yourself going through utilizing your strengths. And just make a little movie of it in your head. And do that two or three times, then get up and have the rest of your day. And you'll find out that this kind of mental rehearsal sets it up for you to actually have an opportunity to practice the strength on your edge.
I'd just like to add the one piece of also, if you want to consider this, is to do it just before you go to sleep. And while you're sleeping, your brain will start to make more connections. I invite you actually to just sit with that. And again, just before you go to sleep, just, you know, consider that. With some understanding that your brain will probably come up with it by the morning without trying even so hard, because your brain is hardwired to figure out ways to get your needs met and to solve puzzles.
Yeah.
I just read an article that said that.
Yes.
I'm very excited to share that.
There's something very magical about those transitions between sleeping and waking and waking and sleeping. And one last little tip that I just realized that maybe we didn't say that might be helpful, especially if you had a little trouble coming up with a practice. The first 10 skills that are on the matrix are the more basic foundational skills. And they're the best building blocks in my own experience for building a practice. It's much harder to use the more complex skills toward the end of the matrix. The matrix is organized from the most basic skill like presence to the most complex today, which is transforming social systems. So that's another hint. Go back to your strength among the first 10, or even add a second one. Okay.